MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 22, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Early voting begins for the state primary. Beverly Hospital birthing tub is on the way. Life Bridge expanding. Clouds and sun, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:56 p.m.
Dominic Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. On Thursday, August 22nd, we got it all. We talked to Brian Nickel, the Hamilton Generals baseball coach, on his three-peat, that's right, Dynasty three-peat, ITL champs once again, and once again beating Manchester. And in the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we hop on with Bill Ricker football coach Dwayne Sigsbury to talk about the preseason and what his expectations are for the team this fall. And that includes the intern's debut, Anderson Interiano, him making his debut in the broadcast world. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Have a great week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Massachusetts voters can go to the polls beginning this weekend to nominate candidates for Congress and a handful of contested legislative and county races as early voting gets underway ahead of the state primary. From Saturday to August 30, cities and towns will allow registered voters to cast early ballots ahead of the September 3 primary. No excuse or justification is required to cast a ballot ahead of time. Voters can vote by mail, but must request their ballots by a Monday deadline, according to the Secretary of State's office. Saturday is the deadline to register to vote. In the Salem News, Paul Layton is reporting that Beverly Hospital says it is close to opening a birthing tub 8 months past a deadline imposed by the State Attorney General's office following the controversial closing of the North Shore Birth Center. The hospital agreed to install a birthing tub as part of a memorandum of agreement with former Attorney General Maura Healey's office to maintain services that were discontinued after the hospital closed the birth center in 2022. The agreement stipulated that the hospital install a tub and train staff on its use by the end of 2023. The hospital said installation of the tub has been delayed for several reasons, including its unique design requirements and specialized materials, the need to ensure minimal disruption to other critical care functions in the hospital, and local and state approvals. The birthing tub is one of many requirements for Beverly Hospital, laid out in the agreement with the Attorney General's office after the hospital closed the North Shore Birth Center on December 1, 2022, despite strong protests by residents and public officials. Also in the Salem News, Michael McHugh is reporting that in Salem, LifeBridge North Shore and Harborlight Homes have once again revised their plan to expand the shelter on Margin Street with the creation of about 60 new studio apartment spaces, an additional 20 beds, and improved services, this time through the city's adoption of a 40R Smart Growth Overlay District. The goal of the project is to expand the shelter to provide the formerly homeless with a more humane shelter experience than the current congregate model that places 50 bunk beds in a large open interior space with shared facilities and little privacy. In addition to improving the space with partial walls separating each bed, the extra permanent supportive housing through studio apartment spaces would provide each resident his or her own bathroom and kitchenette. And the Daily News of Newburyport is reporting that Newburyport police remain on the lookout for the driver of what they believe is a gray Mini Cooper who hit a bicyclist Tuesday afternoon at the intersection of Pond and High Street. As of Wednesday afternoon, the victim, a 68-year-old Methuen man, was in stable condition at a Boston area hospital, according to Police Lieutenant Matthew Simons, who asked that anyone in the High, State, and Pond Street area check their home security cameras to see if they can spot anything that might be helpful in the case. After striking the cyclist, the driver sped away towards Route 1. Moments after the collision, the victim could be seen on his back, barely moving but conscious. Several people quickly surrounded him, including one Good Samaritan, who kept oncoming vehicles away from the crash scene. A High Street resident rushed across the street with a blanket and draped it over the victim. First responders arrived shortly thereafter and stabilized him. Before placing him inside an Atlantic ambulance. Finally, itemlive.com reports that the Linfield School Committee discussed its public comment policy and recent communication with the public at its meeting on Wednesday. Adam Levine reports that after changing four policies during the summer, the school committee voted to remove three COVID-19-related policies and discussed three more proposed changes. School committee member Jenny Sheehan, who sits on the policy subcommittee with school committee member Jim Dillon, read the proposed new public comment policy. School committee chair Kate DiPrizio said she asked Dillon and Sheehan to review the policy and adjust it so it aligns with how the committee currently operates, which allows for longer public comment and discussion with the committee chair. Red Sox return home after beating the Astros 4-1 last night. The Red Sox are off tonight, and they'll start a homestand tomorrow. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.